The Mustangs fall in Humboldt 69-65 to West Hancock, a game he played so well, Coach, led for much of the game. West Hancock just made enough plays at the end, but your guys laid it all on the line here tonight.
Yeah, they really did. I'm so proud of them. They played hard. We just faced a veteran West Hancock team tonight, and they kind of showed it in the last 4 minutes of that fourth quarter. They got the shots they wanted. They got better shots than we did, and we had a couple of good looks, and it just didn't fall for us. But, man, I could not be more proud of our guys and what they did tonight against a veteran, good West Hancock team.
West Hancock drew first blood to start the game, but your guys led from there on out until the middle of the fourth quarter. You led by as many as 10 three different times in the first half.
Yeah, we told the guys it was going to be a game of runs, that we both like to shoot threes. They're probably going to hit multiple threes. We're going to hit multiple threes. We just needed to stay the course, and that's kind of how it played out. Fortunately, we were the one that had the 10-point lead most of the time. It's a bummer that we weren't able to hold on to it, but at the same time, I love the way our kids played with no fear. I love the way our kids came out swinging, and the moment was not too big for them. And with a young team, that's really encouraging to see.
Certainly is. And how about your three leading scorers tonight? Jake Davis did so well, had 20 points, Bryce 17, and Reed with 13.
Well, you know, when you get three guys in double figures, that's what we need to do. And Reed's really come on at the end of the year. You know, it took him some time to shake the rust off of being off of basketball for 7 months with his surgery and whatnot. But, boy, did he play big for us down the stretch. I'm so happy for him that he had this nice run, and he took us to the district final. And Jake and Bryce, they've just been super for us the whole year. They've been our backbone the entire year, inside and out. We thought Jake had an opportunity, even against their big kid tonight, to have a big game, and he didn't disappoint. He really came to play.
Seth Weiland did as well with 20 points, a figure matched by Dylan Eccles, and they get four free throws made by Ben Eisman there at the end of the game to salt it away. And free throws were a big story. They were 19 of 25, while the Mustangs just one of two at the line tonight.
Yeah, it's really difficult. You can't expect to win a ball game when you only get to the free throw line two times. You know what? I felt like we were aggressive. I felt like we attacked, and we did shoot a lot of threes, but you know, tonight we just didn't get to the free throw line, and they did. And I think that's really a sign of just having some experience in these type of moments, and I think that really shone through for them.
Any final words, Coach? It was a great postseason run here to the district final. You'll miss Reed, your only senior on the team, but with all other underclassmen, seven freshmen part of the mix, a lot to be excited about going forward.
Yeah, you got that right. We're definitely sad to see Reed go. He's done so much for our program over the last 4 years. But having everybody else in that locker room come back, I could not be more proud of a team than I am right now. And I know sometimes coaches say that. At the end of the year like this, this is not one of those times. I really am. I'm sad that I will not get to see them in practice tomorrow.
Thanks for everything, Chad. Congrats on a great run here in postseason play. Thanks for everything.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it.